Hello and welcome back to All Things Apple, the podcast where I talk about everything going on in the world of Apple, but kind of not everything. I don't know. I've got to work on a new intro. It's been a while, but I'm very happy to be recording another episode. Let's get into why I think everybody is wrong about the iPhone 14 Plus. This episode of All Things Apple is sponsored by Bella Rose. Bella Rose is a small skincare brand that makes amazing products, and I love them. I literally have used them, and I genuinely feel like they are good quality. They have a really nice moisturizer, and I've also used their shampoo and conditioner. They also have a lot of great stuff for your hair, like a hair mask, which I never used before, but it's amazing if you have issues with like dry hair and you really want it to be vibrant and healthy. Seriously, check them out. They've also got bath bombs. Honestly, just like overall a great brand, and I would 100% recommend them. You can actually save 10% off your first order by using the link and using the code SAVE10 now to get 10% off your order. This can also be reused. Exclusions do apply. Check the link in the show notes for more details. Again, that's code SAVE10 now, SAVE10NOW. Here's the deal, guys. I got a new iPhone. I never really needed one. I was like, nah, it's fine. I don't need to get it. My 11 was working fine. And somehow, some way, I decided to trade in my 11, got a 14 Plus, and it's amazing. Like, maybe this is just me being a basic bitch, which it totally could be, but I love it, and I don't understand why everybody is shitting on this phone, because it's a good phone. Like, people kind of seem to be overlooking the fact that not everybody is a pro iPhone person, and as someone who isn't a pro iPhone person, this is a great device, and here's why. It's big. Plus, it has great battery life, and a better camera than most iPhones that people would be upgrading from. It has a better camera than the 13. Does it have a lot of differences? Is it groundbreaking? No, but iPhones have never been groundbreaking. And that's the thing. I feel like if we give it time, the 14 Plus really will shine, especially once the 15 comes out and it becomes $100 less. I do think the price is a little much, but for me, I felt like the 14 Plus was a great option because I paid $700 for my iPhone 11 back when it came out in 2019. So I had no problem spending $700 again for a new phone that's bigger, has 5G, has MagSafe, a better camera, a brighter display, OLED, so many things that my old phone didn't have, along with more storage and a faster chip. And it just overall feels like a great upgrade for me. But not everybody trades in a phone, which, again, the price comes up. And yes, it's a lot. $900 is a lot of money. But I kind of looked at it as, well, I'm paying $700 because I traded in. So it's really not that bad because I'm paying the same amount as when I got my old phone, except now I'm getting so much more. So I think it has a lot to do with perspective. And yeah, I feel like people just shit on phones that they don't like, and there is someone for this phone. Maybe not a huge audience, at least not right now, but I do feel like the pricing, if it was improved to be like maybe $849 or $829, this phone would absolutely fly off the shelves. I do think it has potential, even if they do drop the price a little bit. Now, like, I don't think they're going to do it mid-cycle like this, but I could see Apple promoting the 14 Plus even after the 15 and 15 Plus come out, because this device with a cheaper price tag will literally kill other phones. Like, it might kill the 15, because people do care about that price and battery life. That is honestly the reason why a lot of people end up getting the Pro Max, like regular Joe Schmo people who don't care about tech. So for that reason, I think this phone, it just needs time. And then it will do great. Everybody's going to be like, oh my God, we didn't see this coming. Kind of like the XR. Because the XR did not sell really well the second it came out. Because most normal people don't know about the Plus model or the XR at the time as soon as it comes out. Not everybody is following Apple like a hawk, like us. And honestly, sometimes I don't even follow it as closely as most tech nerds do. But that's fine, because you end up finding these things out. It spreads by word of mouth or by people seeing it and walking by the Apple store or shit like that, you know? So I think people are absolutely crapping on this phone too much, because it's a good phone. Like, coming from an 11, the 14 Plus is great. And I'm sure there are other people who have an 11 or even a 12, and they might want an upgrade. Maybe they wanted a larger screen, or they just wanted to change things up, and this might be a great device for them. I mean, there's more and more people purchasing iPhones that are not the latest and greatest, but they are new from Apple. And that's where this phone, I think, is going to shine. So maybe give it another year. But honestly, like, it's a good deal. If you want a brand new phone, you want a big phone, and great battery life, because that's what I've gotten from this phone, and I love it. I love it for that reason. I don't need to be so worried about a charger anymore. And honestly, I didn't realize just how worried I was about charging my phone till I got this device, because this thing, let me check the battery right now. Okay. It is at 57%. And I've been using it since 8 in the morning. It's now 5:30 p.m. So, like, that's a pretty good battery life, especially because I am glued to my phone. I was watching TikToks for probably an hour. Like, that's a great amount of battery life to use. I also used it for a few phone calls earlier, FaceTime, messaging, listening to music. It's a great device. Anytime you can get a lot of battery life out of a phone, I think it gives it huge potential to do well. And a lot of people have been missing that. So that's, like, my problem with it. Like, I think people are just wrong. They don't get that the average Joe, the average person, doesn't need a pro iPhone. And that this, like, this phone, I feel like it's very Steve Jobs, because he was big on, you don't need this. He was more of a, like, minimalist. And I feel that this phone is a device that is very Apple, because it's not trying to do too much. It's just trying to be a bigger alternative to the regular phone. And it's trying to do that without being $1,000. Sure, is it close to $1,000? Yes. But it's doing a good job at what it's meant to do, which is being a big phone. I mean, it does that well. It has iOS. It is a great operating system. It's a pleasure to use. I just don't see a problem with it. And maybe other people do. I mean, I know Tech YouTube has been insane about this phone. But honestly, it's a good device, and people overlook it too much. Okay, I'm going to stop my rant about the iPhone 14 Plus. And I'm going to move on to the AirPods Pro 2, because I know they're not brand new anymore. Like, they've been out for a little while. And honestly, I don't remember if I talked about them, but they are amazing headphones. I love AirPods. I've had the original AirPods Pro and AirPods 3rd generation. I love them so much. These earbuds have been in my ears more than the original AirPods Pro, which is saying a lot, because those things seemed to be part of my body. I loved them so much. They were so useful, and they sounded pretty good. They had great noise canceling. These are literally everything I ever wanted in AirPods Pro times two. Like, they are the same form factor, so, like, better battery life without a larger package, really. And they have a speaker in the case. You can easily find it that way. It has Find My capability built in, just like an AirTag, where you can find it with the little arrow on the screen. It'll tell you like how far away it is. The sound quality is somehow better than it was before. Like AirPods Pro before, they were a little mushy, and I never really realized because I was going from like corded Apple earbuds to AirPods Pro. So they sounded great to me. But then when you put these new ones in, it is like a cushion just got like lifted off of the speaker. Like imagine you're listening to music with a really high quality, like high fidelity speaker, and you're like muffling it with a blanket. Imagine like that blanket just being lifted off. That's what these sound like, because I have been able to listen to music with the new AirPods Pro 2, and I hear things in the songs, like detailed sounds. I hear those sounds more clearly, and sometimes I hear sounds that I didn't even know existed in songs that I love and I've listened to a lot. It's just that other speakers and other headphones don't pick that up, or they can't produce that frequency. So these earbuds have been amazing for me. I literally love them. They have not left my sight in so long. I keep them always with me, or they're charging in the other room. Like, I use them a ton. I've actually considered getting a second pair. They are great. Like, I don't even know how to explain them. They just feel awesome. I will say, the first time that I used them, I was a little bit off-put by the fact that I put them in and the clarity of the sound was almost too much. Now, this might be me having sort of sensitive ears. I think because of my visual impairment, sometimes my ears are a little sensitive, and I really pick out like these little things that most people probably wouldn't. But when I put them in and listened to music the first time, I was like, wow, this is almost too much, because of how clear and how much sound you're able to get from these things. But now I'm used to that sound profile they have, and honestly, I love it. I think they are amazing for the money, especially if you don't buy them from Apple. Honestly, buying them from Apple is probably a bad idea. They're like $249 from Apple, but online on Amazon, you can get them for like $200. That's a great deal. Like, never would I call $249 earbuds a good deal. But if you get them on Amazon for like $200, that is amazing. They are going to be great for the price. I mean, they have that little lanyard loop. I'm looking at them right now. I don't think I've ever tried putting a lanyard on these. I'm not a lanyard kind of guy. I don't think that would make sense. I don't know why you would need that for your AirPods. But hey, it's cool that it's there. I think that they're just great earbuds. And also, one thing that I didn't think I'd care about with these AirPods is the watch charger. So you can actually charge these with your Apple Watch charger. And a lot of times I end up forgetting my Apple Watch charger when I go for like a weekend away from the house, like, I don't know, at a friend's place or something. But this set of AirPods has actually made me remember my watch charger, because it's so nice that now my watch charger isn't just for one device. Like, I can bring my USB-C cable and 30-watt adapter if I'm traveling, and then perfect. Like, that charges my iPad Pro and my MacBook. But the watch charger is just so, like, specific to the watch. Not anymore. Now I will bring that with me because, hey, I need to charge my AirPods and my watch with it. And then as far as lightning cables go, now I'm only using that for my phone. So in a way, it's kind of nice as a reminder, hey, remember that charger. But also, if I don't know, forget another lightning cable, or I don't have one in the moment, it is so convenient to have so many ways to charge these little earbuds. I mean, you can put it on a Qi charger, you can use MagSafe, Apple Watch charger, or the lightning port. So honestly, like, that was such an Apple thing for them to do, because having multiple ways to charge something is truly so convenient. I feel like other companies should follow, because I didn't think I needed another way to charge my AirPods, but it's so nice to be able to do that. And honestly, I feel like you can only understand that if you've tried them, if you've had these AirPods for a week or two or more, because, you know, every now and then you might run into a situation where you need that, and it's pretty cool. Like, the fact that you can get so much out of a little box holding your earbuds, it's just so cool. I don't even know how else to explain it. I'm going to move on to the next topic, because I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here. One new thing kind of pertaining to both the iPhone 14 Plus and the AirPods Pro 2. I've never had MagSafe. Never have I bought it. Never have I needed it, really, because my iPhone 11, it didn't have MagSafe. And I think my AirPods 3rd Gen, they had it, but I never used it for the AirPods, because, I mean, I could charge them wirelessly or with a lightning cable. But now I've been using it with my iPhone 14 Plus and the MagSafe wallet. I've been using the Anker battery pack that works with MagSafe. I have a MagSafe case for my iPhone 14 Plus. It's honestly so much more convenient than I ever thought. I've never had a slim wallet. I've never been one of those minimalistic people who, like, wanted one in the first place. And honestly, I never really put a lot of stuff in my wallet, so it didn't matter a whole lot when I had to switch. But the MagSafe wallet's pretty cool. It does hold on better with a silicone case. I've learned that because I have both a leather and a silicone case for the iPhone 14 Plus. But yeah, I feel like it's pretty strong. It holds on better than I thought it would. And it's so convenient to be able to just pop it on there so that I know I have both things with me, my wallet and my phone. It's just so nice to have it so compact too. And I got the ink blue leather case for the iPhone 14 Plus and the orange MagSafe wallet with Find My. It looks so cool. I love that color combo because it's like that dark, deep blue and the orange. It just really pops and is pretty cool. I love it. It honestly looks great. People have asked me about it, and I've never gotten, like, compliments on my phone case other than, like, if it was a case that I designed, because I do, I have printed some designs that I made on my iPad Pro into phone cases, and that's, like, that's the only other time when I've gotten, like, any sort of compliment on a case. But this was literally just about the wallet, and I'm like, wait, what? Like, you want to know something about this wallet? Like, what the fuck? And, like, I've had people while I'm at work be like, how's that sticking to your phone? And I'm just like, oh, let me show you. And I'm like doing a whole demo. I'm like, look, it holds on with magnets, and see, the case has magnets in it too. And I'm like showing them the whole thing, and they're probably thinking, like, why don't you work for Apple? But yeah, it's pretty cool, and I love that other people are interested in it too, because honestly, it is so nice to have. I always thought MagSafe was just such a sort of scam, in a way. Like, not a scam, but I just thought it was a gimmick. Like, it's not needed, and that's the truth. Like, it isn't needed. It's not necessary for anything. It's just really nice to have, and I feel like once you've gotten yourself a few MagSafe accessories, you'll think the same. Let me know what you guys think, though. I am curious. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram, TikTok, any of the social medias in these show notes if you want to let me know what you think, because honestly, I would be really interested to see, like, how the majority of you feel. Like, do you think MagSafe is cool? Do you think it's just kind of gimmicky? What are you thinking? I'm not sure if I ever brought this up in another episode in the past, but I did actually shatter my Apple Watch. So, recently I did get a new Apple Watch along with the phone. I actually got that at the same time. I kind of forgot about that. But yeah, so I have the Apple Watch SE second generation, and I love this thing. Like, I did not realize how much of my Apple Watch Series 5 was just going to waste. Like, it is genuinely sad, because that thing, I mean, it can do a lot. Like, it can do an ECG, and did I ever use it? I mean, a few times. Maybe when I was nervous and felt like I needed to check if my heart was working, but like, I don't have a medical condition. And Apple even tells you not to rely on it if you have a medical condition. That's probably for legal purposes, but, you know, take it as you will. And I really like this. Like, it's everything in an Apple Watch that I need. And honestly, I don't use any of the extra bells and whistles. So I feel like it has shown me that I definitely don't need the Pro or even the regular Apple Watch. Not the Pro, the Ultra. I don't need the Ultra for sure. But I also don't need the Series 8. It's just so extra. And honestly, the design isn't much different. I feel like the bezels are fine on the Apple Watch SE. I never thought they were too big on my Series 5, and since this is the same design, I feel like it's a great device. I'd love to hear what some of you guys think, too. So if you want to find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, like I said, you can definitely use the link in my show notes and communicate. Like, let me know. What are you thinking? How do you feel about it? Because just like the iPhone 14 Plus, I feel like it is the perfect balance of like what that device should be. It is what the watch should be. It's like the core of Apple Watch. And that's why they're able to offer it for a cheaper price. It's just what you need from a watch. And I kind of love that because I feel like the tech community, we really get so engrossed in these like little nitty gritty features. And in reality, some of them aren't that practical. Some of them are. Like Dynamic Island is a little more practical than I thought it would be. But other than that, I find a lot of the Pro features to be so unnecessary. And I feel like that's kind of the theme of this episode. But I don't think it's needed. I feel like it's so not worth the money. Maybe that's just because I like having a lot of devices that work together versus just a handful because they were expensive. But I don't know. Let me know what y'all think. Thank you so much for listening. If you have not already, please subscribe or follow the podcast wherever you're listening to it on, and leave a review if you'd like to give me some feedback. Thank you so much. Remember to check out our sponsor, Bella Rose. They have great products. I absolutely love them. And yeah, you can get that 10% discount. Have a great one, guys. See ya.